106.9 WCTR, the greatest hits of all time. It's Thursday, and it's time for Pet Patter with Dr. Rachel Crockett. Good morning, Dr. Crockett.
Good morning.
So spring is in the air. We're feeling some warm temperatures here, and some of that rain has gone away and that terrible snow that we had earlier in the week. And so everybody's kind of turning their attention to working outside. I see a lot of people cleaning up their gardens and things like that. And sometimes some of the stuff that you use to make your yard pretty can be pretty hazardous to our pets. So I thought we could talk a little bit about spring hazards when we're thinking about planting, when we're thinking about, you know, all the things that we do outside and all the chemicals that are involved in that.
Yes, rule of thumb when you're dealing with any of the fertilizers or any of the pesticides that you're using, they are a little bit different, but most of them are trending towards the animal safe, but always just look on the back and see if it says it's safe for pets. I think a lot of the newer ones tend to be, but they might have different instructions. Like, it might be safe for pets, but only once it dries. So, you know, leaving it on for an hour, 30 minutes, whatever, to allow it to dry, or even 24 hours before letting your cats or dogs around it again. I mean, so, and it does depend on the product. So just make sure you're reading that fine print on the back that talks about safety for pets. That's really important. Your mulches. So mulches are a little bit similar. Used to have some treated mulches that were really, really bad for our pets, our cats and dogs. But again, I think the trend just in general for these kinds of products is they're trying to make it safer. So most of them have gotten the organophosphate compounds out, but you do have to be careful with mulch. Sometimes there's, believe it or not, chocolate. Just be aware of where you're getting your mulch from. If it's coming from a bag, that's easy enough to look on the back and see what it says about safety around pets. But if you're getting it from a company or a landscaping firm and they're coming in and doing it, just inquire about it, because that is an area where it can be pretty toxic for our animals if it does end up being one of those types of mulch that is toxic. So just be aware that that can be a point of danger if we're not paying attention. And then you have physical hazards. Don't forget that the more our pets are out and about, other things are starting to wake up as well. So our snakes and spiders, and we already talked about ticks. For our ticks, it only takes 40 degree weather, and we certainly surpassed that this week. So, but, you know, other creatures are, you know, it's almost time for them to come out as well. So just be aware of that. Then, of course, we always have the ability of something to become a foreign body. I'm just thinking bulbs. I don't know how often I've seen an annual bulb being swallowed and that creating an issue, but it's got the potential to. So just watch things that, especially if you have a dog, a younger dog that you know gets into just about everything, just be aware of that when they're outside, what they can get their hands on or their paws on or their mouth on, because anything is a potential foreign body. Some dogs do not know they have a problem with size and what they can actually eat and swallow whole. So you'd think that would be something that, you know, they'd understand, but some don't. So just be aware of that.
Well, I think, too, in my personal experience, when you're out and you're in your yard and you're doing stuff, your pets like to do what you're doing. They like to be with you, and they can be very curious, especially after you've touched something and put your scent on it. Then suddenly it becomes something of interest to them, and I think that can get them into a little trouble as well.
Absolutely. I mean, part of the way they explore the world, I mean, we tend to do it with touch and our eyes, but they're big on sniffing and tasting. If you ever watch a dog or a cat, I mean, that's pretty much eyeball it, smell it, taste it. That's what they do to figure out the world around them. So sometimes that can end up badly for them. You know, you wouldn't think it. Springtime can be a little bit dangerous for, you think you're still safe because we're in March. But if you are, just as a reminder, if you are taking your dog around in the car, stopping at the supermarket, going on errands, Just watch it, because on a day like today, for sure, things can escalate quickly. If you've got the windows up, they can get overheated in our cars. So just be aware of that. Just because it's March doesn't mean it can't happen.
I remember watching something on a local news program years ago, and they did it this time of year, and they put an egg on a pan and put it in the dashboard. And, you know, you think it is just what you said. You think it's nice and cool. The temperature's not that hot, but the sun is. And that's really something to be careful of.
Yep.
What about other hazards? You know, another thing too is when we've had lots of wind, we have lots of wind here, and things can blow into your yard that may not necessarily belong there. How do you protect your pets from stuff that just shows up in your yard that's not necessarily yours?
Yeah, that one's tricky. I mean, because a lot of times you don't realize it's there. It's just about kind of keeping your head on the swivel and being aware and thinking, oh my gosh, we had a heck of a windstorm last night. You know, maybe I ought to go check the yard real quick. I mean, and just a cursory glance, nobody expects you to go, you know, be doing back and forth fine tooth search, you know, searches over your yard for problems. But you know, the big issues, fences. Someone was telling me just this morning that after that windstorm, there was a limb that came down on her chain link fence. You know, you think you got a boundaried in yard and you let the dogs out, and then all of a sudden you've got a weak spot in your fence, and that can be a problem too. So, you know, just a quick glance in the backyard after a windstorm's not a bad idea.
If you have a question you'd like to ask Dr. Crockett on a future show, you can email it to her to askdrc@wctr.com. This has been Pet Patter.